Blackstone presents The Hocus Pocus Magic Shop by Abigail Drake. This book is read by Sarah Naughton. In memory of my nanny, Florence Lynette Rydell, and my amazing great-aunt, Alvita Pisani Lynette, for the lessons you have taught me and the love and laughter we have shared. Ti amo. Chapter 1. Never trust an atom. They make up everything. Dr. Lewis, head of the chemistry department at the University of Pennsylvania, sat stiffly at his large, imposing desk. The sun made the wood in his office take on a honeyed glow, and it illuminated the words etched in the stained glass window behind him. Sapientia et veritas, knowledge and truth. They seemed like very important words all of a sudden.
"Do you have anything you'd like to share with me, Ms. O'Leary?" he asked.
My heart pounded as I struggled to figure out where this was leading. I'd worked as his teaching assistant for the last 2 years, but he'd never once looked at me with such animosity in his expression, and I'd never heard such an undercurrent of fury in his voice.
"No, is there a problem?"
He slid a manila envelope across the desk, avoiding direct contact with my hands, like he couldn't bear to get too close to me. Frowning, I opened the envelope, revealing the answer key to the test I'd given in my organic chemistry class yesterday. My initials clearly marked the bottom of the page, and my full name, Grace O'Leary, stood out in large block letters across the top. This looked like my copy, but I knew with absolute certainty I'd tucked my answer key into my briefcase last night, putting it, as always, in the spot right next to my laptop. I lifted my briefcase onto my lap and rummaged through it, growing more panicked by the minute. When my long red hair fell forward, blocking my face like a curtain, I shoved it behind my ears and resumed my search. But the answer key wasn't there. My gaze shot to Dr. Lewis, but he refused to meet my eyes.
"Where did you get that answer key?" I asked.
"A student found it on the floor of the classroom following the exam yesterday afternoon. According to him, you gave it to several of your students prior to the test to ensure they passed. Additional evidence, acquired during confidential discussions, supported this accusation."
"Confidential discussions with whom?" I asked.
My throat tightened, but I needed to remain.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?